Hachette Audio presents The Revival, written by Chris Weitz, read by Spencer Locke, Atatacumba McCormack, Christine Lakin, Aaron Landon, and Jose Julian. For Athena. Donna. The steady drone of helicopter blades and military jargon might put me in a meditative frame of mind if my heart weren't beating louder than any other sound, because New York, beautiful New York, hideous New York, is stretched ahead of us. The thick ribbon of Manhattan joined loosely to the mainland, and the nub of Long Island by thin threads of bridge. Somewhere in those canyons and alleys, I hope, is Jefferson. The damage is hard to see from up here. We dive down for a lower pass, and Colonel Wakefield talks to me over the headphones. Wakefield, it doesn't look too bad. I don't see a problem with Zone A. Zone A is Central Park. Me. I'm telling you, it's better to go to Randall's Island. I search my mind for the correct jargon. Zone C. There's no way of knowing what's going down in the park. I mean, Zone A. You could have loonies with bows and arrows hiding out in the bushes. Things get pretty real down there. Wakefield. I think we should just about manage. This is the British understatement thing, which is cute and all, but it doesn't fill me with the confidence it's supposed to. I get where he's coming from. These are some major ass-kickers I'm traveling with. SAS stands for Special Air Service, which sounds like they're really great flight attendants or something. But in fact, the SAS are the most killery of killers selected from the British Armed Forces, a group already loaded chock-full of working-class guys with attitude problems. People like to think of the Brits as sophisticated and everything, all umbrellas and tea and stuff. But a pint glass smashed into your face at closing time is probably more representative of the population as a whole. The officers are even more scary because they seem all genteel, but they're every bit as ready to eat bugs and jam their thumbs into your eyes as the rest. I look down the line of jump seats and see the Gurkhas. Little smiley guys with big curved knives. By reputation, they're the most dangerous of the lot. Rab catches my eye and holds up three fingers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?